And now on top of news, as always, our NBAWire.com fast break here on ESPN 700 catches up with Paul Coro, Phoenix Suns insider with the Arizona Republic. He's at the airport getting ready to get on a plane. We appreciate your taking a few minutes to join us here. So I guess we should have seen this coming, but we didn't.
No, I mean, it would have been more expected a month ago.
Exactly.
When they fired assistant coaches instead. So it just the timing of it is odd now, because basically he's been handed a hand that he couldn't handle. You know, nobody would have success in the situation they're in. They've had 3 point guards injured. Their top two scorers have been out for a length of time. He's lost every assistant coach from last season. So the continuity has been gone for a long time, and they're just not equipped to compete with just about anybody in the league right now.
Paul, is there any chance that Jeff said, hey, you know, I can't do this. This is not a hand I can win with? Because, you know, he's a really smart guy, and if he sees the writing, is there any sense he initiated this?
No, because he's been the same every day. Like, he doesn't change. He's shown, you know, frustration and disappointment in the way things have gone, but he's been the same as far as getting on the court during practices and being exasperated during games. And I think he was all in still. Yeah, so I think he was all in. I mean, he and Ryan McDonough, and he had been on the same page for, you know, meetings after games and practices. So there was nothing to indicate that he didn't think that there could be something better ahead if they got through this.
Paul, I have a tweet from one of my followers, at Producer Chase. Just an interesting question. The Suns have been mismanaged as an organization for quite some time. They never put Hornacek in a position to win. Now, I realize you're in a delicate spot, but is there some truth to that? Is there a sense that from because it appeared when he walked in the door and they won almost 50 games his first season, it looked like everything was lined up?
Yeah, I mean, they were young. They had just got a new GM in Ryan McDonough, after the previous GM was widely criticized for the job he did. So things were looking like they were headed in the right direction. You know, 48 wins gets in the playoffs just about every other year in the league, except that one. But then it's just regressed since then, and they've misgaged on some things. You know, Goran Dragic's willingness to play off the ball was misread. Isaiah Thomas's willingness to be a six man and be happy with that was misread. They've made, you know, some deals that didn't pan out. You know, this year's big splash was Tyson Chandler, and trying to get LaMarcus Aldridge, and Chandler didn't improve the defense and isn't having as productive of a year as he's had in years past. So, there's some truth to that. I mean, if anything, you just look at the track record. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2010. That's the longest drought in the franchise's history. So that obviously has to do with everything from ownership to management.
Yeah, good point. Paul Coro is with us, Phoenix Suns insider with the Arizona Republic, and getting ready to. Are you traveling? Is this business travel? Are you catching up with the team now, or what?
Yeah, the problem was this broke this morning, so I wound up missing a flight, and now I'm trying to get out on standby on a bunch of them. So,
well,
that's the life of a beat writer.
Exactly. We here at NBAWire.com on ESPN 700 appreciate your dedication to the program, I'll let you go in just a couple more questions. So it would seem to me on the outside that another former Jazz point guard, Earl Watson, has been positioned to take over. They say they'll have the interim coach by tomorrow. Seems to me that's a no-brainer, or am I misreading that?
Well, they're going to talk to all three assistants, but I think you're right. And if you were going to guess somebody, I would think Earl Watson, even though he's the least experienced coach of them. He's just the one that seems to have the most respect as a potential rising head coach. The players like him. He's always looked at a guy as a player who had that kind of mindset and approach to the game and communication ability to become a head coach. The problem is all he's done is been a D-League assistant coach last year and then, you know, an assistant for half a season this year. And he just got moved to the front row at the end of December when the other assistants were fired. So this is all, you know, he's learning on the fly just
sure.
in the assistant job, let alone running a team. Whereas Corey Gaines and Nate Bjorker and the other coaches have been head coaches before. albeit Nate Bjorkgren in the D-League and Corey Gaines in the WNBA.
Anybody who knows Earl Watson and knows Jeff Hornacek know that between the lines, their intensity and their fire to compete and win is about the same. But off the court, I think Earl's a little bit more in your face, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's got a mellowness to him, too. I think he would be, you're right, as far as being more direct with players, but he's also very cerebral and deep. He's a guy that I could see having lengthy conversations with people, you know, getting into topics in depth, because he's just a thinker. He analyzes everything. He wants to, you know, when he was a player, he went around and tried to be around the greatest minds in the game, whether it was Jerry Sloan or Larry Bird or Jerry West, just to glean off those guys, and he's applying it to what he's doing now.
Last night, outscored 23-9 in the fourth quarter, losing to Dallas. I mean, everybody knew the situation was untenable, but was last night's loss, I guess that triggered it, or do you know whether there was a conversation? I can't imagine Jeff getting into a shouting match with management. I mean, how would this go down at this weird time?
No, I think it's just it surprises me a little bit, but I think it's just the embarrassment of things going, and you lose so much that it becomes a bad cultural thing for the younger players. I don't know how any
right.
other coach is going to turn it around, but they've lost 19-21, 14 in a row on the road. They're the worst defense in the league. Now they're making 20 turnovers a game because they have no point guard. And they just don't respond. You know, they've won one game that they trailed at halftime all season. And so it doesn't speak very well to how they respond to any adversity or even coaching, for that matter, if they can't rally in game.
Right, and sometimes you just – you know, there's the old, you know, adage, like, you know, you're a good coach if you have talent, and if you don't have talent, then you're not a good coach. And if you don't have 1 through 10, at least in the West, well, you know, the West is a little bit down this year, but if there's not ability, it doesn't matter who you have. So my question is, do you think this interim guy, if it's Earl Watson, is this a segue to making him permanent, or how long are they going to carry on this? The interim thing is another tag that really doesn't promote continuity. It doesn't speak to continuity if there's another interim or an interim.
Right. He's going to be in an impossible situation, just as Jeff was. He's going to be somebody that's learning the job on the fly. The good part about the Sun schedule is they're home for almost all February, so I'm sure that had to do with the timing where
exactly
to be settled in and have lots of practice time and the All-Star break to get acclimated. But it'll be a trial for him, but you know, we're also going to see other changes. We're going to see them make trades at the deadline, at least one, probably maybe even more. You know, Ryan McDonough made 3 last year at the deadline. And then in the offseason, McDonough himself will be analyzed for all this. And so that'll speak to a lot to who the next head coach is for next season, too.
Well, we certainly appreciate this. This is above and beyond the call of duty. Really appreciate your joining us. Paul Coro, a Suns insider. He's battling the standby world right now. Are you at PHX right now trying to get out?
Yeah, I'm at DFW trying to get to PHX.
Oh, okay.
I might wind up in SLC.
Well, come on down. We owe you dinner. Thank you so much for joining us here on this NBAWire.com Fast Break here on ESPN 700. And hopefully you'll have a few months of calm and maybe some wins.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, Paul. See you. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Safe flight. Bye-bye.